Hey guys, welcome back to Ponderosa Ponders. As always, it's Rockwell Peterson.
And Isaac Wilhelmy.
Today we're going to be talking about college life in general and what it's been like in our first year at college.
Yeah.
Let's get started. And we're back. Okay, so, Isaac.
Yeah.
As far as college life goes, how has it treated you?
Fairly well. I loved it in the beginning, for sure, until the whole pandemic happened. So.
Yeah, that's understandable. I've enjoyed it a lot, but it's just, I don't know. It's definitely tough.
I bet. Like, especially but, where you yeah, go. Yeah,
going to mines, it's tough. It's been a lot of fun. It's strange because I graduated at 16. I'm 17 now and I've got my first year of college under my belt.
Yeah,
like,
so
it's,
you're a young boy.
Yeah, it's just strange. It is just, yeah. I don't know.
Like comparing you to a normal 17-year-old, it's like.
Not even close. No. Yeah, it's just a strange feeling. And to be fair, I'll be 18 June 1st. So yeah. Part of it is if I seem really young, it's just because of the summer birthday. But I don't know. It's just strange.
Strange, for sure. Yeah, no. For our viewers out there that aren't in college, don't be nervous. Don't be scared.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
And for the people who are in college or want to get into it, know that you don't have to go to college. Please, please know that. It is not necessary to go to college.
Especially jobs nowadays. They don't really look at college degrees
at
all. Unless it's like a specific thing like accounting.
Unless you're highly specialized, it's not that important. Yeah. It really isn't. So do it. If you want to, as with everything.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. I'll end you that. The independence is really, really nice.
It is.
You know, getting out of the house, being your own person. It's concerning to me when I see, you know, kind of the failure to launch types.
What do you mean?
People who have the ability to go out on their own, but don't for like an extended period of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people who believe that they can't do it.
They can't, yeah.
You know, because
they just make excuses not
yeah.
to.
Yeah, there's a certain point where it's reasonable and there's a certain point where it's just like, okay, really? Like, really?
Like, you're good.
You're definitely good. You got this. Yeah. I don't know if you can complain about being at home if you refuse to move out.
True. Yeah, that's a big thing. Because a lot of people do complain. It's like, well, move out.
Yeah. Just leave.
Yeah. No. But no. For college, I definitely was nervous and scared.
Yeah.
Because I was never around a public school area or anything like that. But it faded real quick after I got there. I'm like, wow, this isn't that bad.
Yeah.
Like, I had a lot of fun in the beginning. It was amazing.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, orientation was so much fun.
I'm excited to have you experience it at BH.
Oh, that'll be...
way better.
That'll be so much fun. That'll be so great. I'm going to show up in my pineapple shirt.
Big 6'6" guy in a pineapple shirt.
Oh yeah,
no
I
one
mean,
can miss you.
You just you gotta do it. You just gotta do it to him.
As far as like schooling wise, what do you feel about college?
It being home at quarantine while doing college has made me realize it's just like high school but harder. You know what I mean? Like it's if you just cranked up the difficulty of high school, that's basically what it's like.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that you get more freedom and more chance to interact with people in diverse cultures. So I think it's all about the experiences that you have in college and not about the actual schooling.
Yeah, that is for sure.
Unless you're highly specialized, it's just the experience and opening up your worldview by going to college, by understanding new things, by, you know, discussing with other people.
Making friends.
Yeah.
No, it's super important to make friends in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And just put yourself out there.
Definitely.
Because I don't know what it'd be like, but I'm pretty sure it'd be super hard just being, like, in your dorm room every day without friends.
I've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you like that?
It was awful. I'm a very sociable person, but I just hit a certain point where I just stayed inside gaming all day because I was slightly depressed and overwhelmed by my classes, which happens at Mines a lot. So I just sat there, and I reached Prestige 2 on this game called Hunt Showdown, playing with a couple of my buddies that I met online. That's about all I did for about 2 weeks straight. Like, Prestige is level 100.
Yeah.
So, Wow. Yeah, I was like level 250 at the end of 2 weeks because I just had nothing going on.
Yeah.
That was painful.
Like, getting out there, like, being sociable really helps.
Oh,
like, yeah. Really makes you happy and enjoy college. Like, experience, that's what you got to look for in college.
Definitely.
Because schooling, yeah, it's important, but the experience is what really matters.
Oh, yeah. No, it's... College has been quite the experience, for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, above all else, it has been one of the most eye-opening experiences of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When people say it flies by, every time someone says it, I'm like, how? How does 4 or 5 years fly by? But since his first year...
Oh, yeah. No, it gone, really... Ugh.
I know what they mean. I'm like, I'm a sophomore in college now. What? Like...
Well, part of it is that every year that you grow older, every single day becomes a smaller amount of your total lifespan, and so it seems less long because you have more memories of days. Everything. Yeah, you're more used to time passing in that manner, so days begin to fly by faster, which is really interesting.
That makes sense why childhood just...
Oh, yeah.
Feels so long.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So long. But, yeah, no. My schooling at BH, I thought I was going to do horrible, to be honest. Like, in high school, I didn't even want to go to college.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't think I'll be able to do well. I don't know what I would even go into. But, like, when I found out that I wanted to go into accounting, I'm like, okay, I'll try this out for at least a year. Because... I'm just like, we'll see how it is.
Yeah.
And it's not as hard as I thought it was going to be. Like, at BH, I know Mines is way harder.
Mines is awful. just gut-wrenchingly awful.
Yeah, but no, it definitely depends on the school and where you go to with the difficulty of school. But BH, for me, it's like, wow, I thought it was going to be way harder than it actually is.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited to get that change of pace at BH, because...
Mines is something else.
Mines on a class-to-class basis is harder than MIT.
Mm. Jeez.
It's not okay.
Gross.
It's not okay.
Gross. But yeah, no, just don't be discouraged of college. It's super fun. The experiences are well worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Even though you're paying, like, $20,000 a year. But, yeah. I mean, if you manage your money well, then you'll be fine. And if you get a good job from your degree, then you'll be set.
Oh, you don't have to take out a loan for your entire college career immediately, because then the interest is going to get super high on that. Take out, like, a loan each year, depending upon what you need.
Yeah.
And pay it back slowly.
Exactly.
But, yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything else we could... talk about on this subject. Dorm life is definitely interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, rooming with other people, because I grew up rooming with my little brother, you know, so I was more accustomed to it than a lot of people were. But you've got such a small area that is your personal space when you're in a dorm, and it's just so interesting to me.
Why is it interesting?
Well, just to watch people's reactions, because everyone handles the situation differently. And so, watching some people who grew up having their own room, being an only child, and then having to, like, share this room with these other people.
It
becomes very, very interesting, because they just don't know how to handle it.
Yeah, no. It It was something for sure, because I'm not used to, like, having my own space in a room. Because I always shared a room with... Like, I never had my specific room in the house.
Yeah.
I always kind of slept with my brothers in their room, or on the couch, or just wherever I wanted to sleep. I never really had a specific room. So just having that specific area that was my stuff is like, huh, okay.
Yeah.
I could do whatever I want in this area. This, like, half room area, like, 15 feet in it, like, if that. But, yeah, no, it's definitely interesting.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
No, it's really nice. Mm-hmm. It really is. And I don't know, because I was in, I think it was a 40-square-foot room with three other guys, so it was 10 square feet each.
Ooh.
Ooh. Probably less, because that's not counting the sink and the bathroom.
Yeah.
So, like, it was just...
It was rough.
It was tiny, but it wasn't even rough. Like, it was an enjoyable experience. It's just, you can't really get away from people, you know? And I'm an extrovert, so it was okay, but all my roommates were introverts, so I just felt bad, because I was like, they just can't be alone.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah.
All right, I think it's a good time for an ad break, and then we'll hop back onto the topic.
Sounds good. Okay, now that we're back, let's think here. You said you had something you wanted to talk about involving dorm life.
Yeah. So, I know you, like, I had a community bathroom, so that means one bathroom for the whole floor and showers for the whole floor. I know you had your personal bathroom, but different showers, right? Or did you have, no, you had your own shower, didn't you? Oh, wow.
Yeah, but it was also split between four guys. Yeah, like, wasn't.
Mine was five showers and, like, five toilets split between, like, 30 guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, it's rough having a community bathroom, because I was on the floor with all the jocks and sports players.
Oh, no.
So, and I was on the wing with all them.
Yeah.
So, our wing was horrible. Always messy.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, the bathroom was always messy. They would always throw, like, their personal trash bags into the bathroom trash cans.
And what?
The bathroom trash cans aren't big.
No.
So they would just throw it in there. I'm like, guys, come on. Just take it outside into the dumpster. And then one day I walked in. I'm like, all right, I'm going to take a shower. I look down. I smell something at first, actually. I go into the shower. I look down. There's, like, Pringles. Just soggy, wet Pringles all over the shower floors.
So was someone eating Pringles in the shower, like, or was Pringles being thrown at someone who was in the shower?
I don't know. It looked like they were just, like, perfectly placed just on the floor. Just, like, just there.
They're summoning soggy. Mr. Pringle. They're summoning Pringle. Mr. Pringle.
They need some way. They read online that if you pour Pringles in the shower and start the shower, then Mr. Pringle comes up the drain.
You just gotta array it correctly. Why do you think you didn't see anyone in there? Mr. Pringle ate them.
Well, yeah, no, that was disgusting. I'm like, guys, come on. So I'm like, yeah, I can't take a shower in that. So I had to wait the next day. And then one day in the water fountain, there was, like, oatmeal. Just a whole, like, it covered the whole, like, water fountain thing. Just oatmeal. And I'm like, guys.
Yeah. Come on. That's why I'm getting an apartment.
Yeah. No, an apartment would be so nice.
Yeah.
Not to mention, they broke 7 exit signs.
What?
7 exit signs. And then the RA and the, like, head RA person in our dorm came and knocked on all the doors, be like, and said, hey, if you guys don't stop breaking the exit signs, we're gonna charge you. And I'm like, what? Like, they were gonna charge everyone.
Oh.
And the more they break, the more they charge us. And I'm like, guys,
stop.
I don't want to pay for this, because I'm not even doing it.
And why?
I just got mad, and it was just a dump up in my wing, because they were all just messing around. One time, I think someone's roommate or someone they knew, they went into his dorm. Like, he was gone for the weekend, like, skiing or something. And they took his bed and placed it on top of all the stalls in the bathroom. and they just laid on it. And they just moved all of his stuff out of his room while he was on a skiing trip. I'm like, guys.
That reminds me of, like, I saw my classmates burrito this dude's bag in high school. It's where you empty out everything, flip the backpack inside out, and then put everything in again and zip it up.
Oh, so
it's
like, no.
Yeah. So then there's, like, no straps, and it's just, like, a burrito.
Oh, no. Why? That's horrible.
It's so bad. It was really funny. It was so bad.
Yeah. But no, luckily I had a good roommate
who yeah.
also got mad at them with me
and yeah.
kept our room clean. Because, like, they would leave their doors open, like, until 2 a.m.
Oh, geez.
Screaming, shouting, all that. Some nights I couldn't go to sleep because they were out in the hall messing around, yelling at 2 a.m. I'm like, guys, come on. We have school tomorrow.
Yeah.
But no, they're just so messy. And sometimes I would walk by their rooms while they had the doors open. They have just dirty football clothes in their room laying there. And it stenched. Like, the stench of it was horrible.
Oh.
You could smell it in the hall.
Jeez.
I'm like, guys, what are you doing? Grow up. You're in college. Like, have some maturity.
You know, the frosh raids at mines were one of the funniest things.
What are the frosh raids?
So, until you run the track, you're a frosh. So, during homecoming, all the freshmen run the track and then become freshmen. But until that happens, you're considered frosh, like somewhere between freshmen and high schoolers.
What the
and
heck?
And so they would do frosh raids to try and get all the froshes into different sororities and fraternities. And so, like, a bunch of frat guys would pull up in this old beat-up truck, rev the engines as loud as they could, blast music with subs that they put in this thing, and just, like, honk the horn and blow air horns, and start chanting, "We want frosh," and then send certain freshmen. Like, I was one of them, because I always got along with them pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Where they'd send me and a bunch of guys I knew just running through the hallway, banging on doors, trying to get everyone out that we could.
Oh,
and then we'd go up, and we'd run this hill next to mines. And then we'd go up there, and they'd teach us songs, that of which I cannot sing on the podcast nor explain. But I've taught Isaac them.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah.
Smashing on my college, why don't you?
Yep, pretty much. It was a lot of fun.
But yeah. I mean, that sounds fun, but immature. But, I mean, that's what college
is
for.
Yeah, you gotta have some fun.
Yeah.
You gotta
have some fun. I mean, you gotta be mature, too. But there's times where you can
let loose. Like, come on.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
How was your cafeteria?
Honestly, really good. I liked it. Yeah, the food was pretty good. I got, like, an unlimited food pass because I was and still am putting on, you know, muscle weight, so I just needed a bunch of calories and was willing to, you know, go a bit heavier on the
food consumption,
yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. I hated my cafeteria.
Really?
I just hated it. Yeah, like, the food, gross. I would eat it maybe once a week because...
Oh, jeez.
I disliked it that bad.
I'm that's not good.
It was, I just did not like it. So we have an Einstein's that takes meal plans. So I went and ate there every day, like two or three meals a day. They don't have a big menu, but I mean,
it's something.
It sufficed me from eating gross cafeteria food that I didn't like.
Yeah.
So.
That's fair. That's fair.
No, it was rough. I was like, I'm not eating this.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. But yeah, that pretty much wraps up this episode. Unless there's anything, any closing statements or thoughts that you have.
I don't know. I was just thinking about, like, the sports games.
Yeah.
How fun they are. Just, if you go to college, go to the sports games. Because they're so fun, especially when you face rival schools like Mines and BH. That was so much fun when you guys came up
to
BH and when BH and Mines were going at it.
Yeah.
No, that was a good time.
Yeah, it was fun to chill with you up there, but I'm not big into sports games, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't recommend going, but that's also my own personal preference. Like, I just...
Gotcha.
Not a huge sports guy. I don't know.
I mean, I went there for, like, my enjoyment. Because, like, I didn't really watch the games. I just went because my friends went, and I'm like...
Fair.
I just had fun with them.
Yeah. That's, no, like I said, it was enjoyable to see you. I just don't, like... I just don't like watching the game.
Yeah.
So if you're not with people that insist on watching the game,
true,
then you can have a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's a good time. But anyway,
that should wrap it up.
Yeah,
we'd love to have you on the show. We'd love to hear your questions. As always, you can reach out to us at Ponderosa_Ponderers on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and you can also email us at PonderosaPonderers@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah,
we'd love to have you on the show. Your guys is
everything
has been great.
Everything has.
Like, thank you guys.
I love it. Thank you for tuning in.
Oh yeah. No, it means the world. And don't forget, keep pondering.